flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And the new phrase, Carl, the phrase that pays.
What's that?
Getting trade. Yeah, not trade, T-R-A-D-E, but T-R-A-E-D.
As you're getting dissed?
Yeah, Trae Young. It's no longer getting snubbed. It's getting trade. That's what he put out there last night. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot. You know, the Braves, and we know this, the Hall of Fame when it comes to Braves or Falcons in Atlanta, with the 7th largest city in America. But when you're not winning, you just don't get the juice. And I think if the Hawks are maybe, if they're at the top of the Eastern Conference, does Trae get this love? I don't get it. But talk about Trae getting snubbed for the All-Star team.
Yeah, man, listen. And part of my problem is you. I'm talking to you. You don't even support him. You don't even like him. You don't even support him. And yet you want to complain about, wow, this Atlanta thing, man. I don't know why everybody's always dissing us. I'm talking to you. The people who, like, responded to me, Mike, when I said this is a blanking shame, right. And Danny says they know it and they don't care. Do you care, Danny? Yeah. One guy said to me, Trae needs to stop with the spectacular plays. Are you serious right now? Have you watched him play
this
season?
Kind of what the NBA is all about. He's having the most balanced year of his career. He's leading the league in assists. Look, there were 4 basic spots out there because they have – a couple left over. There's 2 wildcats. They call wild cards. 2 guards, and then 3 basically forwards. And the coaches. I had a couple guys on Twitter asking me, like, is this all about Lloyd Pierce? Well, I didn't realize Lloyd Pierce was red or back. I mean, who's Lloyd Pierce to poison the well that badly about Trae? Lloyd Pierce is just bouncing around as an assistant. You know, yes, I got it. I mean, Trae, I even called Trae a coach killer. And I think there were times, like a lot of guys in the NBA, he was immature. He's grown up. I was immature. Check me. I was 45 when I grew. He's ahead of me by 20 years, Carl. But in the case of Trae, I just don't know what more you want to see of this dude other than the W's. And I don't think a 7-game losing streak, if this was the last, I mean, I don't know when exactly the coaches voted on this, but we are in the middle of a tailspin.
Yes.
But some of these events are way beyond Trae's control. Look, I don't particularly like LaMelo Ball, but LaMelo Ball got the juice from his music thing. He had the most votes, and he's not even on the All-Star team.
I know.
So the people voted. The people want to see him. NBA always says it's about the fans, and they basically said, nope, you're not going.
404-726-0929. It's egregious. This is complete disrespect at its highest level. Trae leads the league in assists. Go back and look at every point guard in the league over the history of this league that has led the league in assists. They are an all-star. Mm. This guy isn't. And, Mike, here's the thing. I want you to hear Quinn Snyder. Big O, did we have that cut from Quinn last night? We talked. He was asked after the game about Trae not being selected for the all-star game. And, look, your coach is going to take up for you. But the other part of this is anybody who pays attention to the league, everything Quinn Snyder said about him not making it and why he was disappointed is true. It's not just about the assists. He's taking the right shots. He's making the right passes. He's making clutch shots when it matters. I mean, like, all those things should count. Let me hear Coach Quinn Snyder talk about this.
I'm extremely disappointed. It really, there's so many deserving players, and this has feel very strongly about the players that did make it, that they're deserving. But that also doesn't preclude me from feeling the way I do about Trey. I feel like he's had, you know, I haven't coached him for that long, but I feel like he's had the best year of his career.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about, you know, the shot selection. Yeah, the three-point shot has not been consistent this year for Trey. He's even talked about it on social media and post-game interviews. But he's gotten everybody involved. He's finally had some guys he could get involved until they got injured. You know, and then we get into, you know, leading the league in assists, ahead of everybody, including Joker. We've talked about he's top 25 in scoring. Tyler Hero, with all due respect, I mean, I don't understand where this comes from, you know, unless there really is a bias. Now, there's an article that came out in USA Today, and I put a link up which talked about, it didn't talk about the coaches, but this was the players, and it was Brian Kilbrowski wrote the article. He basically looked at all the numbers. Look at the numbers.
Sure.
And he basically said that Trae Young, he gets stronger voting from the players than the media component.
I believe that.
Trae would have come in at number 5 in the voting from the players.
I believe that.
Who, again, his peers. So who better than those guys? We can debate the fans and, you know, whatever. Maybe if Trae starts his own hip-hop thing. I don't know. But anyway, stronger voting from the players than the fans as well. Players loving Trey more than the fans, more than the media. Trey would have come in 7th when you do the composite on that. So either way, he's top 10. So he's on the team. He's on the Eastern Conference squad.
He's on the team.
But then you get into the coaches, and adios. It gets no love.
Yeah. And again, you know, the crazy thing is, Atlanta, we needed a superstar. We ain't got no stars. Then you get a guy who comes in, and in not only getting national recognition, getting international recognition for what he's been able to accomplish, and yet you still complain. You should be on board, and you should be banging the drum
right.
As a fan base. Yeah, I'm chastising you today because it starts with us. I always say this. Like, nobody's going to love our guys until we love our guys. And we always seem to be, like, hesitant. And I don't know what it is. I've heard all kinds of things about Trae Young over the years since he's been here. Well, I don't like his hair. Get over it. What do you want him to do? He's come in and played his butt off. Now, I will say this. It is not Trae Young's fault that this organization, Mike,
right.
had dysfunction for 3 years and was set back 3 years because they thought they could run it back in 21 after going where they did in 21 in the Eastern Conference Finals. And then you fire the general manager because you didn't like his plan.
Right.
And then we had some dysfunction. That is not on Trae. And so during that time, guess what? We were irrelevant. We weren't a team that people look to in the NBA and said, man, perennial playoff team, we're fighting for our lives in the play-in every year. That's not on Trae. Trae just happened to be here while management was trying to figure this thing out. 404-726-0929. You guys tell us, man. I'm so frustrated with this simply because he is well-deserving of an opportunity. And, Mike, we said this. Jalen Johnson should be there, too. Now, we know he's injured.
Right.
But I've been saying all year, Jalen Johnson was playing like an all-star. The problem is he doesn't have the brand recognition.
No, he's not there yet. As this gets back to the old conversation we've had a million times, if you put Jalen Johnson on the Lakers, if he's getting exposure with LeBron, put him in Boston, put him in New York, Chicago, he might be that guy. But here in Atlanta, we're not getting a lot of love. We're not getting a lot of national games because we're just not that brand right now. So we're stuck. We're in a tough situation. We're kind of looking like, you know, it's going to be the play-in game again. You and I have debated it, and this is also not on Trey's fault that the ownership group has really not given him the pieces. You know, they've been hesitant to get in and spend money. Now, this is a year where I don't think you can fault them because with all the injuries we've been dealing with, maybe it's time to – here's another thing. If you're going to trade Bogey and try to acquire some pieces, what is that going to mean as far as – how quickly will we get rolling? You really hope that Reece Hoshea advances 30 points last night. Great
big
job.
Big game.
But, you know, if the core, though, DeAndre, Reece Hoshea, and a healthy Jalen with Trae, that's something to be excited about. But it hasn't translated. Not this year.
No, it hasn't, Mike. And Mr. Smoke Some, maybe he needs to smoke some. Says can't blame the fans. Look at LaMelo Ball. What has LaMelo Ball won?
Yeah.
Somebody tell me what he's won.
It's a pop culture phenomenon.
That's exactly
that's all that
right.
is.
He's not won jack. So when you say, can't blame the fans, you got to understand, that goes beyond the fan base of Charlotte.
Right. That's okay. He's gone nationwide with the music.
That's beyond Charlotte. If it was just about that, then it would be different.
Correct,
his brother with the hit. So he says, "So try that again." No, I'm putting it on you. I'm putting it on us. This is part of it.
And LaMelo Ball's team is worse than us.
It is.
But I mean, Charlotte's dead in the water.
But we've hated on him so much so that that has translated to him not becoming an all-star, ultimately, not based on his merit, but based on the perception of whatever you think he is. That is what has happened with Trae Young. And that is why Trae said he got, what is it called? Trade. That's why I said that. That's why I said
that. That's Trae. Trae put it up there on his social media. And it, look, I said, he's one of the stars in the league. The Knicks moment, that was, as we said, that was a coming out party for Trae. National moment. People now, oh, wow, here's the next new big thing in the league.
Yep.
You know, maybe the Hawks are going to have their own version of Steph Curry, which maybe wasn't fair. You know, and I get it. Trae doesn't play great defense, but I mean, that's what's keeping it. The All-Star game? Really? That's going to be the litmus test? Come on.
By the way, neither does LaMelo Ball.
Right.
He doesn't play defense. I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like, really? Right. These are the arguments we're hearing?
It's not like Halliburton is the glove. You know what I mean? It's like, yes, I get it. There's more defense being played in Indiana. We saw that last night, but you'll see that coming up.
Well, Mike, you get what I'm saying here. Yeah. And listen, I know people are like, man, you know, it's not my fault. I'm not saying you didn't do your part. But right. When you talk bad about our star, it doesn't help. And when he has a great season, it doesn't help the cause of expanding the scope of Atlanta sports nationwide. I'll give you another example. When Ronald Acuna got here, okay, and there were people in the clubhouse apparently who necessarily didn't agree with some of the things that he was doing.
Well, you can't put the sunglasses in front of the A, Carl.
Yeah. And guess what? People were like, I don't like his showmanship. Right. Ronald Acuna, he's an MVP. We said this before he got the MVP. Get on board. And you're going to say, well, I don't remember that. Of course you don't remember that. But people were talking bad about Acuna because, oh, he's got the big gold chains on and he runs the bases a certain way. Yeah. Get behind our guys, man. That's what I'm saying.
But, I mean, when you get to this, this is on the national level, and I understand what you're saying. It's just the only thing that's ever going to turn this around is Trae and the Hawks getting back to the Eastern Conference.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Conference finals. That's what it feels like.
Winning does help.
I mean, you're going to have to. I mean, look.
But how much of that do you put on him?
You can't argue. Like, my beef was that a guy sent me up on the text. And he goes, well, you were trying to run. See, this is where the disconnect comes. Asking for leadership from your star is not running a guy out of town. Just because you don't know what leadership is and you're a quiet quitter in your personal life, perhaps that translates to how you view sports. I'm talking about a guy showing leadership. Trae has done more than that. And this year, it's leaps and bounds. He is a leader on this team. You see it with Reese Hoshea in the offseason, the little things. We talked about accountability. He brings it, you know? And that's something that is acquired because sometimes it comes with maturity.
It is. All right, we want to hear from you guys. Hawks lose last night. Listen, we told you how tough this schedule was going to be. We told you. And then the Jalen Johnson news dropped, and you were like, oh, crap. Okay. Well, what about Indiana tomorrow? What about them? Indiana has had our number the last two seasons.
They're basically a better version of us. They're a taller, more athletic version of us that plays a little bit of defense. Okay, because over the years we joked around, we didn't play defense.
That's right.
To paraphrase Nate.
That's right.
We didn't play defense.
If you look to me, that's what I, when I think of Indiana, I think that's like what we should aspire to be.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, with the talent we've got.
Remember, though, they went out and got Siakam.
Yes.
And everybody
and we
wanted
tried.
It.
Shaq, if they want to come to Atlanta.
And when they did that.
Whose fault was that? It
took them to another level.
Right.
All right. We want to hear from you guys. 404-726-0929.
What did Atlanta do to Siakam?
This is my point. This is my point. Like, we are a destination. And people are like, no, it's not. Yes, we are. We are a great sports city.
Siakam had his side piece in Atlanta. I know the stories. Here they come.
Great sports town. All the stuff that we argue about. And it's frustrating to me that, like, a guy is doing what Trey is doing. He's had 3 20-point, 20-assist games this season. No one has done that in the NBA. That alone should have gotten him an all-star bid.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.